Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Peter Spire with Max Windsor. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Kemp.
I was with you last week. I was talking a minute about that. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you because in March, you bought Max Windsor, a pretty well-known brand in the engineered hardwood business, and now you've decided to change the name to Max Woods, right?
Yes, that's right, Kemp.
A little background. Most people know, Peter, that you're in the WFCA Hall of Fame. You were inducted the first year that they started the Hall of Fame in 1992. You obtained that acclaim back several years ago because you were the CEO of Horizon Industries. You were working with Ralph Bow and Tom McAndrews and had a very successful business that ended up becoming part of Mohawk, right?
Yeah, we were actually their first acquisition back after they came public.
All right. So one of the things that I think makes you successful, Peter, and I want to point this out, it's a little bit more of your past. When you first started your career, you came up through the Macy's department store training that taught you a lot about merchandising, taught you a lot about interacting with the consumer and what's important with products that makes the consumer want to buy them and desire them. So I always like to point that out because I think merchandising is one area where some people kind of missed the mark. Let's get to the name change, which again is part of positioning. Talk about your decision to go from Max Windsor to Max Woods.
Yeah, it had been a back of the mind thought since I made this acquisition of assets. I was consulting for that company for several years, brought them out of their regional mode into a national footprint. Soon after that, I began to realize that it was assumed that this was somehow or other the continuation of Max Windsor, California, when in effect we had no connection to Max Windsor, California. That came with a lot of people wondering why we shouldn't settle their claims against product that was sold years ago. There was no particular merit that we saw in continuing with the Max Windsor name. We had a new ownership, new management, and we felt that it was time for us to reach out on our own. Certainly the market was very familiar with me. I've been in it a long, long time. I felt that we should retain some connection. So the MW, Max Wood, relates to Max Windsor, and we even kept our first name Max. So one night I wondered what we should use as our name, and my wife suggested Max Woods. And I learned a long time ago, you can argue with a lot of people. There's no point in arguing with the wife.
Okay. All right. So this gives you a clean break. And also, if you want to be successful, try Max Woods. I mean, it sounds like the maximum that you can find in the market. It actually has a little bit of a definition to it. So I think it's a pretty good name.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking for a terrific marketing guy. So are you available?
You mentioned marketing. Let's talk a little bit about marketing. And that is, you know, let's talk about up to this point, most of the product has been an engineered hardwood. Most of it coming out of China. I think that's what you're going to continue. Tell us a little bit about what it is that Max Woods is going to sell and a little bit about your channel strategy, too.
The channels that we've chosen to approach are the very top of the retail pyramid. We're not looking for the big boxes. I have a strong feeling about that. But we do like the independent retailers, and we think that they represent tremendous future potential for any company. But in our case, because we're a small company and a new venture, we think that they are particularly sympathetic, having known these people for generations, literally, with a company that knows the retail business, has proven conclusively over the years that it understands the process. And in my case, I've always liked to think in terms of maximizing the profit for the retailer, because my feeling is that if you do that, you don't need to look hard for companies to support you. They flock to you.
All right. So one of the things is I think back on the times I've met with you, it surfaces around this product. Wood is usually brown and often it can be smooth, but I think you have kind of won the game in the past by giving some looks that are a little different, either on the light side of coloring, on the dark side of coloring, and also with some texturing. And I guess that's what you're going to continue to do now, right?
In point of fact, we are, of course, going to stick with that market niche, which is one that's fundamentally more profitable. On the other hand, we're looking at participation, as I mentioned, with top independent retailers. There's been a shift in the business, in my view, in the last year or two, with many, many people who didn't really think about it, didn't want to think about it, saying, you know, we're prepared to compete with a big box. Of course, big boxes not all of them are prepared to buy in those quantities, but we buy in those quantities and we can successfully sell it to them. And they're extremely interested in having a supplier whose overhead is not so burdensome that they can't afford to share the profit, so to speak, with the retailers. You know, we expect volume business and a lot of support in that partnership, and we in turn can be their eyes and ears to find the things in the industry that we know will be competitive and where they can stand up and compete at a lot of the opening price points that they never really considered before. We're really dividing the product trajectory into three platforms. One I refer to as the value platform. That would include 3H products and a very, very good products, intrinsically good products, that will enable them to compete with lumber liquidators and the boxes.
Right.
The second are day in, day out, good value products, but a little bit higher in price and having probably more style. And the third, I call it the glamour platform, which is giving the consumer a wider, longer, more interesting texture. We're borrowing our color thinking from Europe and other markets.
All right, well, Peter, two quick things I want to point out. I've noticed as we look at what's going to be happening with this new Surfaces East show that you're going to be down there. So retailers are going to actually be able to see you, those that go to the Surfaces East, because you've been an exhibitor there, right?
Yeah, we're exhibiting there. We're right up front, and we'll be rolling out 5 or 6 new magnificent products.
And one other thing I'd like to point out is you and I were together. It's somewhat of a little bit of a smaller group. We were listening to Dave Giesling at Floor Expo, and he was helping us get inside our own heads, and he was asking us to tell people why we were successful. And we came around to you, and you said, well, just because I want to be.
Yeah.
I think that's a good answer.
Well, thank you. It's somewhat of an oversimplification, but yeah. I believe in the heart of every successful person, there's an ego,
a drive,
and a desire to succeed. And I've had that since childhood, and I just don't like to fail.
That's right.
I want to make it happen.
Okay, Peter. Appreciate you talking to us about your name change. You've been talking to Peter Spire, who is the owner of Max Woods, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.